Recently, martial artist Kate said that the youth empowerment organization that she founded, but which she is no longer directly involved with, is engaged in a discussion about its original self-defense mission. Some among the current leadership think such an emphasis could be re-stimulating of traumatic events and want to focus solely on hip-hop dance and performance. But with Alice's lens, the questions broaden and deepen, probing the notion of the self, a self attempting to exist in a system that suppresses it. And so the myriad threats, I almost said despises it. It's that feeling I've been realizing is behind that suppression, that anger, that authenticity when one has been denied it. And that's explained in our readings with Alice. A self attempting to exist in a system that suppresses it. And so the myriad threats it is confronted with, and following those questions takes us right to the heart of the system, to obedience and to coercion. Where do we begin to address self-defense in a system of class that denies the right of the authentic self to exist? A system whose essence is coercion and whose nature is totalitarian, as it is impressed across all social institutions and is global. Most likely, if we tried to bring Alice into our work with children, geared toward helping children identify, navigate, and openly confront honestly, not just threats to their physical existence in the broadest sense of those words, i.e., including in an economic sense, but as well threats to their intellectual and emotional development. The money would dry up, agent action would escalate, meetings and facilitated planning sessions would follow, along with smooth and orchestrated guidance from multiple, especially funder sources, to the effect that organizations should focus on what they do best, where they have a track record and good relationships with funding institutions. The evolution to our global future, to our global future that's free, will not be funded by philanthropy, just the opposite. It will come from focused, concerted meetings, discussions, and actions globally, and from endorsing and sharing anti-coercion knowledge and practices with ourselves and with our children.